Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Marathon Next Gen Realty Limited's Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Binay Sarda from EY. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Carol. Good afternoon to all the participants on the call, and thanks for joining this Q1 FY24 earnings call for Marathon Next Gen Realty Limited. Please note that we have mailed out the press release and presentation to everyone, and you can also see the results on our website as well as it has been uploaded on the stock exchange. In case if you have not received the same, you can write to us, and we will be happy to send it over to you. Before we proceed with the call, let me remind you that the discussion may contain forward-looking statements that may involve known or unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors. It must be viewed in conjunction with our businesses that could cause future result performance or achievement to differ significantly from what is expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. To take us through the results of this quarter and answer our questions, we have with us the management of Marathon Next Gen, represented by Mr. Chetan Shah, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Mayur Shah, Vice Chairman, Mr. Kewal Shah, Project Head New Homes, Mr. Samyak Shah, Project Head Marathon Future X and Next Gen, and Mr. S. Ramamurthy, Chief Financial Officer and Whole-Time Director. We'll be starting the call with a brief overview of the quarter gone past, which will then be followed with a Q&A session. With that said, I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Chetan Shah. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Binay. Hi, I'm Chetan Shah, Chairman and Managing Director, Marathon Next Gen Realty Limited. We are delighted to announce robust quarterly results driven by a favorable demand landscape leading to pickup in sales booking across our projects. We remain committed to sustained improvement in our financial performance and continue to focus on increasing sales momentum, enhancing collection efficiency, generating robust cash flows, and reducing debt. The ongoing consolidation within the real estate sector, coupled with the reduction in inventory levels, signals a very promising landscape. These trends point towards a sustained positive trajectory in real estate cycles, characterized by escalated prices and absorption rates amidst constrained supply. With a resounding performance in the first quarter, we are confident of achieving new milestones going forward, and we remain positive on the future outlook supported by our healthy launch pipeline and access to vast land parcels across Mumbai Metropolitan Region, MMR, for development. Friends, operational highlights for quarter one, financial year 2024. Area sold stood at 131,000 sq ft. Booking value stood at 199 crore. Collections stood at 166 crore, and average realization stood at 22,500 rupees per sq ft for commercial and 16,500 rupees per sq ft for residential. Consolidated financial performance is as under for quarter one, financial year ending 2024. Net revenue stood at 210 crore as compared to 98 crore in Q1 FY23. EBITDA in Q1 FY24 stood at 80 crore as compared to 47 crore in Q1 FY23. Profit before tax stood at 45 crore as compared to 15 crore in Q1 FY23. Profit after tax stood at 43 crore as compared to 12 crore in Q1 FY23. On the debt scenario, net debt stood at 832 crore as on 30th June 2023. The cash flows as on 30th June 2023, balance collections from sold units completed as well as ongoing in all launch projects stood at 592 crores. Total pending estimated project cost to be incurred stands at 1,025 crores. Total estimated revenue from unsold inventory stood at 1,904 crores. These are based on 40% revenue share for Monte South project. We have not taken 100% share in this number. Friends, with this, we seek your questions regarding the numbers that we have shared or any other query that you may have. Binay, we would want to keep it open for questions.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star then one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Before we take the first question, I'd like to remind all participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. The first question is from the line of Gopal Agarwal from Agman Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congrats for your great set numbers. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Gopal.
It's a wonderful number, sir. Sir, just want to ask few things. With respect to EBITDA margins, can you throw some light on EBITDA margins for each of your project tentatively?
We have an overall range of EBITDA margin of between 30%-45%. What we have achieved, because every quarter has a different mix of different projects, so quarterly it keeps on varying. What we have reached currently, the EBITDA margin is about 36%, as compared to 28% last quarter, we have reached 36% this quarter.
Okay, sir. Sir, what is sustainable margin you expect going forward as well?
The EBITDA margin is between 30%-45%, so we would hope that we will be able to continue more than 30% going forward.
Okay. We can expect north of 30, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Great, sir. Sir, can you provide a net cash flow guidance for the completed project as well as ongoing projects?
Yeah, sure. We have in our presentation submitted the, you know, project-wise cash flow also, but I can overall tell you that balance collections from sold units, which is completed and ongoing in all launch projects, stood at 592 crores. 592 crores of committed sales collection is pending. Unsold inventory valuation as per the last sales rate is 1,904 crore. Both put together, 1,904 plus 592 crore, that's about 2,500 crore. Pending estimated project cost is about 1,025 crore. This is based on 40% share in Monte South.
Okay. Got it, sir. One last question. Sir, what is the general price hike expectations over the next one or two years for our current projects?
I would like Mayur answer this question. Mayur.
You know, sales at a little higher prices are also consistent. That is what we are seeing across the project. The commercial, we've been able to increase the ready inventory prices by almost 15%, the Marathon Future X. Even in residential project Monte South, depending upon the floor level and the ready and under construction inventory, the prices have been increased by at least 15%. 10%-15% is the residential prices which has gone up compared to last year.
Okay, got it.
This is the market scenario that we are saying. You know, in all our projects, the prices have increased from the previous year's average by 10% value.
Got it. So, sir, I am safely assuming that there is a good demand for this, hence the increase in the price.
Yes, there is very good demand, which gets reflected in the revenue that we are showing in this quarter.
Great, sir. Great, sir.
Any other question?
No, sir. Thanks. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gopal.
Before we take the next question, I'd like to remind participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Srishti Tandon from NVS Brokerage. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. I just had two queries. First, please share your growth plans, sales, and your key focus areas for the next 3 to 5 years.
Well, we have shared in our PowerPoint that we have uploaded project-wise, but I can give you the total numbers.
Yes.
Launches next year, we are going to have a Monte South, which is a Baikala project. We will have at least 200 units launched, which will roughly amount to about 3 lakh sq ft. And at the rate of current rate of 22,000, the value of this launch is going to be about 660 crore. On the Neopark Phase 3, there is going to be 525 units that are going to be launched. The area is about 1,80,000 square feet, and the rate is between 9,500 and 10,000. The value of this launch is going to be 171 crore. And Neopark Wing C will have 147 units launched. 57,000 square feet is the area, and at the rate of 9,500, it will give a value of 55 crore. So these three launches put together will give us a launch of about 872 units and area of about 5,37,000 square feet and the value of 886 crore.
Just to add to that, there is one launch which is planned in Panvel along with the launches that we just spoke about in Monte South and Mandu. That launch is likely to be about 4 to 5 odd lakh square feet. And currently we are at a rate of about 6,200 over there. So, you know, 200 crore plus is the number that we are looking at to launch over there.
So, as far as the launch is concerned, you know, generally it is in the festive season, which was, you know, sort of start September, October, you know, Dasera, Diwali. So it would be launched in the third quarter of the financial year.
Okay, sir. And sir, one last one. What is the general price hike expectation over the next 1 or 2 years in our current project?
Ms. Tandon, that is a little difficult to answer what is going to happen in future. But what we can see in the past, we have had a price growth of about 10% across various segments. Some segments have grown by 15 to 20%. Sub-segments have grown by 5%. So overall, we can expect across the board in general a 10% hike over next 1 year.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best for the future.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harish Shah from Admin Advisors. Please go ahead.
So thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to ask you, with regards to your land bank, are we looking to do any acquisition, or do you prefer to choose any JD or JV asset light route? That is question number one. And question number two, if you can just give some more highlights on the part of Panvel projects, how is your sales, what is the sales momentum currently?
Okay, thank you, Harish, for asking this question. What we have, the land bank and our one of the slides that is giving in the PPT that we have uploaded has an upcoming project which mentions about 5 projects which are already ongoing currently. Phase 1, phase 2 is already ongoing and phase 3 is yet to be launched. That pipeline consisting of 5 projects is about 31.5 lakh square feet. Estimated value is 4,660 crore. The breakup is given in the PowerPoint. Now coming to your second question about the other land banks, we are already looking at acquiring a company where the company has about 14 acre land in Bhandu. So that is something that would be an acquisition that we would be seeking permission of the shareholders at the AGM. So that will also contribute about net value of about 2,250 crore of turnover over next 10 years. So these are, some of the projects. The projects that we are looking at are generally asset-light model, and they are in joint development mode, in the sense that we would be giving some top-line revenue to the landowner. For example, our Bhandu project, we would be giving roughly about 10% of the top-line to the landowners. So that is how most of the new projects are being acquired, where investment requirement would be very minimal so that we don't have to incur higher debt, but the turnover contribution in the revenue would be much higher.
Okay, and if I may be allowed to ask two more questions. So this is again with respect to your debt. What is the debt reduction plan that we anticipate by the end of FY25? And please, can you state what is the current cost of debt?
The current cost of debt is about 14.5%, and it is substantially reducing. If you see the debt service coverage ratio, which was 0.61, has gone to 1.18, and interest service coverage ratio has also improved substantially to 2.77. So that is what the company is already working on, that aspect. The debt equity ratio has also been reduced to less than 1, or just about 1. Over the last 4 or 5 quarters, we have reduced it substantially. What was the other question?
No, I think you have answered that. And with regards to my last question, what is the sales value that you are targeting in FY25?
Year-wise breakup we don't have, but what we have given is the number that is going to come from the future. So some of the projects will get over in 3 years. So that cash flow would be spread over 3 years, while other projects may be getting over in 1 year. So it is the breakup is not there.
But ballpark, any ballpark that you would like to share?
This forward-looking statement we may not be able to make, but we have given the numbers and we have also given the yearly ending deadline. So from that, if you divide number of quarters over which these projects are going to get over, that number can be derived. We have not derived that number.
But definitely, sir. Yeah, sure. Got it. Very good.
PPT, yeah.
Sure. Thank you and I wish you all the best.
Yeah, I appreciate your questions.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavik, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I actually joined the call a bit late, so I'm not sure if this question was answered. So my first question is, when do you plan to launch the phase 3 of Monte South as well as the phase 3 of Nexzone and Neopark?
So phase 3 of Nexzone, we've already put our plans for approval. But we expect those approvals to come probably by Q4 of this year or Q1 of next year, and you need to take RERA approvals there as well. So probably 3 odd months post that is what we are planning the launch at for phase three of Panvel Marathon next year.
Regarding NeoPark phase three, we will be doing it in this financial year, probably during the festive time.
Okay.
Most of the launches are planned sometime just pre-Diwali, that is around Dussehra. It would be in the third quarter of the year that we would be launching. As far as your question about Montez House phase three, we already have phase one and phase two in the offing, which consists of tower A, B, and C. That is what is right now going on. Phase three is about 2 years away after completion of substantial completion of third tower. We will be launching fourth tower.
Okay. What are the other projects in pipeline which you plan to launch in the near future, like in maybe 1 year or so?
We have actually answered this question, but I'll repeat it. The launch pipeline of this year, we're about approximately going to launch around 800-900 apartments. The total area which is going to be around 5.5 lakh sq ft. Total value will be around 850 odd crores.
Okay, got it. Last question is, how much is the ready-to-move-in inventory?
Most of our residential construction areas are, you know, getting sold while we complete, and within 6 months of completion, the residential inventory gets sold. Having said that, the commercial inventory at Marathon Future X is just got completed, the 38th floor occupation certificate we received this quarter. That is something that is being proposed to be sold. It is about 2 lakh sq ft of inventory in commercial project Marathon Future X.
To add to that, residential inventory, which is completed, is less than 10% of the whole tower, which is Montez House Tower A.
I'll just like to add one thing about Future X. Out of the 2 lakh sq ft, which is now ready, close to 1.2 lakhs is something that, as was mentioned, we've just received OC, which was in about May, June of this year. That's something that has just got ready, just to give you perspective on that.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Got it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Monica Arora from Sharekhan Wealth Advisors. Please go ahead.
My first question is, can you please provide some details in regards to the acquisition of 14 acres of land in Bhandup, and is it outright purchase or a JDA? Also, if outright purchase, then what is the total cost and how have we financed the same?
This 14-acre land is actually already purchased by a company, Nexon Fiscal Services Private Limited, and we are trying to acquire 90% stake in this company by fresh issue of shares. Okay? That is being planned at the board level. The sanction has been received. At AGM, we will be proposing this acquisition. Okay? After annual general meeting, shareholders approve this will proceed further. It consists of the company already has a 14-acre land, and we have shared the numbers that 2,250 crore worth of revenue it can generate, and profits of about 325 crore can be generated on this land parcel, which is in Bhandup.
Development agreement?
The company already has JDA with the landowner. The landowners would be paid roughly about 9%-10% of the top line.
Okay, that's it. Okay. In your last call, you said that you are planning to sign some redevelopment opportunities. Could you update on the same?
We are still looking for one. We have discussed on three projects, but these projects are, you know, they take time to actually materialize. We need to look at the development control rules and, you know, all these various coastal zone regulations, etc. So the, there is no project that we can, you know, make any announcement currently. Yeah.
And sir, any particular geography you are targeting, or it is agnostic?
Sorry.
So yeah, we are looking at Lower Parel, Worli, or the South Bombay a kind of a redevelopment project.
Okay, okay. And so if I could pitch in one more question, are you also working along the lines to merge the listed and the unlisted entity, given that the unlisted entity which has all the land banks, so any update on that?
Well, that is on and off the table, you know, various times we have looked at it, and then the, you know, cost of merger, the valuations and all that. So what we have always done is all the new acquisitions that are there are being taken in the listed entity. Out of the old acquisitions, if they are in the standalone companies, then those companies are getting merged into this entity. In past, we have done this for with Sanmo Resorts Private Limited, which is our Panvel Next Zone project. We have also done with Millennium Commercial Project, which is Terrapolis Assets Private Limited. So these two companies, which were a group company, got merged into the listed entity or became a subsidiary of listed entity. Similarly, this proposed acquisition of shares in Next Zone Fiscal Services is also a group company which we are trying to. So in bits and pieces, we are trying to merge the projects which are privately held into the listed sphere.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from CCIPL. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to know the upcoming projects for 4,600 out of which 2,500 crores will be in our range. So what kind of, what is the timeline when we hope to launch these, and when can we like expect these to be completed?
Well, right now we are going on, you have a two list, you know, one is ongoing project. So ongoing project is what is, you know, currently on, and there is a cash flow, so the cash flow of about 3,000 crore from unsold area is yet to be received. And on top of that, there is an upcoming project, as you mentioned, 4,660 crore worth of upcoming project, 31.5 lakh square feet of sale area. Now these area, these are going to be launched over next 5 years. So there are different timelines for different projects. Montes House phase 2, phase 3 is going to be launched after the tower 3 is substantially booked. Okay. Marathon Next Zone phase 3, we are still in phase 2 development going on in Panvel, and once we will probably be launching another 4 lakh square feet this financial year from phase 2. After that, we will be taking phase 3. That is also about 2 years away. And new park phase 3, 4, 5 will come sooner, but that is yet not in the fixed date plan. All these projects are likely to be starting between 12 and 36 months.
Okay, so we can expect the revenue to be, like order booking to be in the next 5 years.
Yeah, because once you launch it, the booking and the phase number start pouring in over the next 3 to 5 years.
Okay. And sir, my next question would be, out of the land bank that we have around 100 acres in Panvel, Thane, Bhandup, Dombivli, all these land banks we have, are there any project under pipeline that we are hoping to launch, and what kind of revenues are we expecting from the same over the next 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, Mayur Shah will answer this question.
So, that is a Marathon group level land bank which we are having. Today, Marathon NextGen has a sufficient project pipeline for at least next 3 to 5 years. As and when the group, you know, looks at an opportunity, definitely Marathon Next Gen will tie up that group land and bring into the company.
Okay, so these lands are with our private company.
Yes.
Okay, and sir, what is the IRR or ROC that you expect before making any new investments, and what kind of profit margins do we make sure before making any new investments?
Our EBITDA margin is in the range of 36 to 45%, and our PAT margin effectively should be 15% after tax and everything. So these are, you know, some of the guidelines that we use. Our wealth should keep on growing at 15% year on year. So these are, you know, some of the broader strategic numbers based on which we acquire new projects.
And so just my final question, what kind of debt to equity do we hope on maintaining and before doing any projects or so in that, if you could highlight, that would be very helpful.
So the debt to equity, we are comfortable with debt to equity ratio of 1. So normally it varies between 0.75 and 1.25. It keeps on hovering between these two numbers. As far as we are happy with our debt service coverage ratio and interest service coverage ratio, which currently ISCR is at 2.77 and DSCR is at 1.18. So the debt is within control. What happens is our IRRs are much higher than the cost of debt. Cost of debt, as we answered in another one of the questions, is about 14.5%. So if our IRR and our EBITDA margins are, 35%, there is a leverage that is available by borrowing money. So not borrowing is also not a good idea in real estate companies. So we are generally in the range of 0.75 to 1.25. I get close to 1.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That was very helpful. And all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Jain from District Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Kunal.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have a project-level question. So, what is the sales momentum you're witnessing in Monte South and Futurex project?
So, Monte South has the sales have really picked up because our project Tower A, we already got occupancy certificate up to 51st floor, and the tower has already progressed up to 59th floor. So there, typically we are getting a booking, sales booking of around 15 to 18 units per month. In terms of number of crores, it is around 45 crore per month is something which we can easily book as the projects have really progressed quite well.
Currently the pre-sales number in Monte South is about 75,000 square feet, valued at about 180 crore rupees. Pre-sales are the numbers which are, booked but yet not registered document. So these are the numbers which will get reflected immediately in the coming quarters.
And sir, are we facing any price hikes in this project as time is going?
Yes, the price hikes are taking place wherever that's possible. So just to give you an example, in Marathon Futurex, if you see over the last 4 to 6 quarters, we've managed to get about a 15% price hike in the project. Obviously, that is very dependent on the stage of the project, completion, type of space. If you are aware, in Lower Parel, there is a different space. There's IT, commercial, different type of uses and things like that. But on a general basis, we've managed to get it, and we've done it wherever possible. We've increased it without, it affecting the velocity of sales.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshil Pandya from Fintrust Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. Congratulations for the great set of numbers. Sir, any thing that you know you would like to see a new geography going forward? Like, you know, we have seen good investments coming in the North Mumbai area, wherein Rustamji, Santec and other players have shown some good response. Do you have something in your mind entering in these locations?
Well, in the for acquisition of new projects, no, we are already into the geographies that we are working, particularly in North Bombay. What we are definitely considering is something in South Bombay. North Bombay, we already have good projects in Bandup, and in MMR region, if you see, we have good projects in Panvel going on. Mulund, we have a commercial building going on. And in South Bombay, we have this Lower Parel commercial project going on, Marathon Future X. And Baikala, we have a residential project going on, which is Monte South. With all these projects, we have quite a good work to be done over next 3-5 years. So there's nothing immediately we are looking at in North Bombay.
Got it. And just, you know, I heard you saying that, you know, debt is also one of, not an option that you would always like to have. So do we expect a fundraising or something going forward?
Well, no, there are no immediate plans for fundraising because we are comfortable with most of the projects are financially closed projects. We have tied up with the bank loans and, you know, sales velocity is also really great. So from that perspective, there is no need for immediate fundraising to be done. The cash flow, as you have mentioned, is also very comfortable. And construction finance is very easily available for good projects with clear titles. So I don't see any new fundraising to be done in near future.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you so much and all the best for the Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Dr. Amit Vora from the Homeopathic Clinic. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my question is answered.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Vora.
Thank you.
If you want to ask any other question, yeah.
A reminder to the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you very much, all who participated in today's con call. We really appreciate your questions, and some of the questions put us to think about the future route that we want to take. So thank you very much for your suggestions and participation in the con call.
Thank you. On behalf of Marathon Next Gen Realty Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining. You may now disconnect your lines.